Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The second hour of Immunize Wisely. My guest has been Dr. Shannon Croner with Four United Solutions. She started an organization called Freedom of Religion United Solutions, uniting clergy throughout the country. So we're just talking about, you know, that outreach, you know, the outreach that needs to happen. And so we're hoping RBN listeners will reach out to other people in their communities to see if they would join this coalition. And there's all kinds of, you know, suggestions. Can you give, you know, I mean, yeah. A lot of us want to join already. So we just go to the website and you can join and at least be updated, right, at the newsletter. So you just put your email address in there, right?
Yeah. And then also, if you have, you know, if any of your listeners have a pastor or a rabbi or Islamic leader, or, you know, Hindu or Buddhist leader that they want me to speak with or connect them with another, you know, if you want one of the coalition, the pastors from the coalition to speak with your pastor or one of the rabbis to speak with your rabbi on the topic of vaccinations, then that's something that I would love to make happen. And so, you know, anybody can email me. You can email me at Shannon@ForUnitedSolutions. So Shannon@forunitedsolutions.org. You can email me there, and then, or you can send a message through the website, stating that you have a rabbi or you have a pastor or you have someone that you really want to help educate them on the topic of vaccines. And can I help with that process? And I would love to.
Yeah, that's great. This is very exciting to me because, you know, this is why our country was founded, seriously. I mean, they were persecuted in England, the Quakers and others, and they came here, because they needed a place of freedom to be able to practice their religion. That was the beginning of the colonies. Was religious freedom. So that's why it was enshrined in our Constitution as the number one amendment in the Bill of Rights, you know, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom to, you know, petition the government for grievances, you know, all of it. So anyway, this is really dear to my heart. And, this is what, you know, our Creator wants. He wants us to live in freedom, not in bondage. And all religions actually teach that.
Yeah, I love that.
Unless
that's
you're
a statement.
Well, they all do. I mean, really, every single religion wants or teaches that. You know, this is part of what, you know, our Creator wants for us. So, you know, unless you're a Satanist, you know, that's a religion that most people would not, you know, it's just, they want all the opposite things, you know, bondage and, you know, S&M and whatever, but we don't need to go there, right? you're not inviting them to your solutions, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Hey, you have to lighten up a little bit because, you know, I've actually had that, you know, where under the religious freedom thing, you know, atheists feel like they should be under there as Satanists. And, you know, believe me, they've used that. I don't know if you realize that.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I've actually had a lot of people ask me if atheists could get involved. And I'm really not sure because I don't think that they have like a religious leader that I'm not sure how that would even. Everybody should have, here's the thing, everybody should have the option to opt out of vaccination, regardless of whatever their religion is or whatever their belief is. I believe that, you know, anybody should have the option to opt out. So I guess I'll leave it at that.
Right. And I agree with that. But so I guess I kind of wanted clarification whether you're uniting religions that believe in a higher power, that their soul was created by, you know, an omniscient, omnipresent being, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the coalition members are really from, like, the main, the most recognized religions. So really it's, you know, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Islam, and and Buddhism, and Hinduism. I think those are like the five most recognized.
Right, and they all believe in, you know, a creator that is omniscient, omnipotent, you know, like that.
Right.
I mean, they all do. Right. So, there you go. Okay. Well, that clarifies. I'm just saying, you know, I'm sure agnostics and atheists, you know, that I'm just saying it's totally been used. I've been around the block on this religious freedom issue. And it's pretty interesting the tricks people pull, you know. Oh, well, yeah, then you're discriminating against me, you know, blah, 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 you know. Right. And you have to look at the intention of our Constitution. And, you know, the founders were men of faith. And that's pretty indisputable. You know, nobody disputes that statement. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, Vax 2.
Right.
You know, I haven't seen it. I don't know how many people did. I think I actually neglected to mention it. That was a big hindsight last week. But Vax 2 had showings all over the country on November 7th and 8th, I believe. Or was it the 6th and 7th? Anyway, 6th, 7th, 8th. And I know there was a huge opening in Los Angeles, and you were part of the panel.
To be asked to be part of the panel with Del Bigtree and Brian Hooker, and then I can't remember his name, but he's one of like the producers of the movie.
Uh-huh.
I'll get his name in 1 second.
And it's okay. It's okay. We're all going to want to see it anyway, and it's neither here nor there. But Eric, can you just explain a little bit what Vax 2?
His name was Eric.
Go ahead.
Eric Whitmire. So
okay. So Eric Whitmire and Del Bigtree and Brian Hooker and you. Pardon?
Eric Whitmire is the supervising producer, and then Del Bigtree and Brian Hooker were on the panel along with me.
Right, correct. So tell me what your impression, you know, first of all, I would like you to explain the importance of this movie. This is a follow through to Vax 1, and hopefully everyone saw that, you know, Vax from, you know, Cover Up to Catastrophe, which is a seminal movie, and it's very important just to see the gravity of the problem in our country. And then what was the inspiration? What happened? How did Vax 2 come about?
So I loved this movie. I really, really loved this movie and the way that they did it. It's completely different from the first Vaxxed.
How did it come about?
Yeah, so what happened is that once they got a bus and went on the road, the Vaxxed team set out to do interviews with parents. And they really thought, because after, you know, hearing about the MMR cover-up and all of that from the first Vax, they figured they would go out on the road and get the parent interviews of vaccine injury from the MMR. But what ended up happening is they were getting interviews from parents regarding all different vaccines. So hepatitis B and HPV and, you know, the DTaP and all these different injuries, you know, people were coming forward with their stories of all these different injuries from all different vaccines. And so they recorded all that video footage and they made a movie out of everybody's interviews. And it is so powerful. One of the first things I said once the movie was over is that there is no denying vaccine injury after watching that movie. There's no way. It's impossible. I would seriously love for Paul Offit and Dorit and Hotez and, you know, Senator Pan, I would love to see them watch that movie and ask them, so is there such thing as vaccine injury? And is it, you know, one in a million? And I would love to hear their responses, because there is no way you can deny vaccine injury after watching that movie.
Yeah, but they deny even the ingredients in vaccine. I mean, Pan has basically said the most dangerous ingredient in the vaccines is water. I know. So they are perpetual liars. I mean, look at the Science magazine I just mentioned, you know, how having a natural measles virus infection or whatever, assuming, you know, these, well, anyway, I don't even want to get into the virus thing, but, you know, just having outbreak of measles without any, and hopefully it's a wild type and it's not something that, you know, came from the vaccine or whatever, but you have a measles infection, you live through it. And you're actually weaker and more unhealthy, according to this article in Science magazine that came out in November this year, you know, this month. And the whole article is basically funded and written by people in the industry.
Of course.
So it's just, you know, and this is the whole thing. They lie all the time. They create their own figures. They make it all very complicated, you know. Injecting poisons, bypassing all the normal portals of entry. We want you to believe that having this injection is going to make you healthier and stronger. I mean, really? You know, so everything they say is a lie. And I don't even think they would. Yeah. Well, I have a hard time believing they would actually watch the movie. Sorry.
No, I don't think that they would, unless maybe out of curiosity they would maybe do that. But I would love to see anybody, any doctor or any person who is like so, you know, pro-vax, I want them to watch this movie. And there's no way they could walk away and say, you know, all those parents' stories are false. All the children who died, that's false. I mean, the movie is, it's really well done, and they are able to separate it into different segments. So, like, for instance, there's a whole segment on children who have been injured by the HPV vaccine. And they talk about these, you know, teenagers who had their whole lives in front of them that were, you know, one is a gymnast, one is a ballet dancer, you know, and one is a soccer player, and they go in and get the HPV vaccine, and then they all have very similar reactions where they start to feel pain in their hips and lose muscle function in their legs and you know, end up in the hospital. And now these kids, they whatever, you know, soccer career that they had in front of them, it's gone, because they can barely walk now, or maybe they can't walk at all. And so there's a whole segment on HPV.
Right.
And then there's a whole segment on children who've actually died from vaccines. And it's just, you know, walking into the theater, they handed everybody a little pack of tissues, because you can't watch it and not get choked up and teary-eyed, because these are real stories from real people about real children. And it was really well done.
Wow. Well, I'm anxious to get the DVD. I want to get it out there because. Pardon?
That may be a while. I'm not sure when they're releasing the DVD, but.
Right. Yeah, because we did a showing of Vaxxed up here, and it's, you know, and actually we had people from the south part of our state come up all the way to Spokane for a showing, because they weren't showing it down there. And then they had two showings south of us in the south part of the state. Different sides, you know, the eastern side and the western side. So, yeah, I would have loved to, you know, it's just too far to go. And it's, you know, advertising for that kind of thing, you know, because with all the censorship, it just makes it really difficult to go around that censorship. you know, you put flyers up. I mean, I had support group meetings, you know, you put flyers up and as soon as you put them up, someone rips it down, you know.
Right.
And it's just, it's hard to publicize stuff when, you know, even social media is censoring. So it does make it hard. And I'm just glad to. So how many people, do you think showed up for that showing?
This theater was sold out. It was sold out immediately. It was sold out immediately and the whole entire theater was packed. I don't think that there were really any seats that were available except maybe like in the front row. There were a few.
What do you think it's 250, 500, 250,
yeah, 500? I don't know. Maybe the theater was 150 or something like that. But these movies are being sold out everywhere because there's so
much. Two nights. Yeah.
What was it?
It's two nights, right?
Well, they're still being shown in different all around. People can go to the Gather website. It's spelled GATHR. I think it's GATHR.US, and right. You can find a showing of Vax 2, you know, at a theater near you. So,
okay, that's GATHR.US or something like that. Okay,
yeah. And here I can actually, because I'm speaking on another panel for another showing in Los Angeles,
right?
In a few weeks. So let me find the website. It's
And I think if you go to vax2.com, too, can't you just go to vax2.com and get information on it, too?
Probably. I would imagine that that's, you know, where you can find it. But also, people can go to www.gathr.us. And then there's the, like, a little link there that says vax2, and they can find out where the screenings are near them.
Oh, wow. And they're okay.
They're happening throughout November, December. I've even heard of some of the screenings are into the next year. So they're people, it's just, and they're all done by, people in society. It's not the Vax team who's actually putting them on, who's putting these movies on.
Right.
There's going to be one in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday night that I'll be attending that as well.
Wow. Wow, that's exciting. So you're really getting around, Shannon.
I know.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about seeing it because, it's one thing to, claim our freedom from getting these vaccines, but we've had such a difficult time countering the propaganda. And, back in the day when I was up here, we used to have meetings freely. It was in the Nickel Nick, up here it's called the Nicholsworth, but they have Penny Saver. You know, every community seems to have one of those. And there was quite a community of us, and the people that owned it, would put our meeting notices, the regular newspaper put our meeting notices. It was free of charge because our meetings were free. And I did monthly support group meetings, and our flyers weren't ripped off the walls. And now, it's been every year it's more and more difficult to even have a support group, and people are actually frightened about coming out and admitting that their children aren't vaccinated. And it's like that level of fear is just pretty frightening to me, frankly.
Yeah,
just have a hard time with the whole thing because I'm a courageous person like your clergy are. I'm gonna speak my mind.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's important. So we're going to go ahead and take callers, and I'm going to just put out the number. We certainly can talk about a lot more, but at least if someone wants to, talk to Dr. Shannon Croner, has some questions about the organization, or just has even some vaccine questions, there's actually stuff from Sally Alcordi's show, Vaccine Free America, that I felt like commenting on. And if we don't get a lot of callers, I may just go ahead and do that. But the number is 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And I look forward to, talking to you if you have some suggestions or ideas. Do you have other things you want to share, Shannon?
I can share just a couple weeks ago. So this, you know, the organization for us is, it's pretty new. It's maybe a little bit more than a month old. And within this short amount of time, the doors are opening really quickly. And there's some really amazing opportunities that have presented themselves to me. So just about 2 weeks ago, I was given the opportunity to speak in Washington, D.C. at the Committee on Religious Liberty meeting. And that meeting, it's about 75 lawyers that represent different religious organizations. And so it was recommended that I bring, you know, a lawyer or two with me. So I had Mary Holland from, you know, she's with Children's Health Defense. And then I had Kevin Berry. He's the lawyer who's, you know, fighting what's going on in New York. And so both of them took the train from New York and met me in D.C. And the three of us spoke at this Committee on Religious Liberty meeting. And it was such a powerful meeting, because the thing is that here's all these lawyers that, you know, represent these religious organizations. And this topic of vaccines and the religious exemption had never been presented to that committee before. So we were the first ones to bring this topic to the committee. And we were each told that we would have only about 5 minutes to speak. And what ended up happening is that of all the agenda items, the organization, the committee spent the most time on our topic, because they had so many questions. And so we probably spoke for maybe almost 30 minutes on religious exemptions and religious freedom and why it's important to kind of to get involved and recognize the issue of the religious exemption being taken away from different states. Kevin Berry was able to share what had just recently happened in New York, and then another case that he's working on with an Amish family in New York. This case that he has, it's just unbelievable. This Amish family needed to vaccinate their daughter in order for her to go to school. And so they took the daughter to the doctor, and she got like five vaccines at once, and then immediately after started having seizures. And so then the parents asked the state for a medical exemption. And they were denied a medical exemption. Now, even though that the child is now having seizures, they were denied a medical exemption and told that in order to get a medical exemption, they would have to revaccinate her with each of the different vaccines that she received to find out which vaccine it was that caused her seizures. And then she would get a medical exemption for that specific vaccine.
What? But yeah. It was the whole combination of them.
Exactly. But they were really, like, I mean, so what happened? So she goes and would they want her to die? It's pretty much what they're saying. It's like, here, go and get revaccinated for all of them. Oh, this one ended up causing, you know, her death or something. Then, oh, I guess that's the one. It's absolutely
crazy. And that's total insanity. Well, we have two callers now, so let's go ahead and take, is that okay, Shannon? Well, let's take Dave in New York.
Okay,
welcome, hi. Dave, yes. To Immunize Wisely. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Very, very interesting problem we have here.
Yes.
It's interesting. You're talking a lot about the constitutional and constitutional rights here, and religion, the freedom of religion and things. I think sometimes we need to think out of the box. And there's other people on RBN who have contributed to this. For one, David Strait was on talking with John Stadtmiller a few weeks ago, and he drew a distinction between a citizen of the several states and a citizen of the United States, which is a 14th Amendment citizen. Ralph Winterhoff has also talked about this. Now, the whole problem that you're dealing with is you're not going to have access to the Constitution as a United States citizen. And so they can do whatever they want. They can put any rules they want. Yeah, and I think this needs to be looked into. I can't explain the whole thing, but the guy's name was David Strait. And the very interesting part of it is he's dealt with CPS and dealing with CPS. So I think Ralph Winterroot has also talked about this, the fact that the United States citizen does not have access.
Right, and I totally agree. I mean, there is actually a gal, Courtney, I don't know if you've noticed that, Shannon, on our forum, who is bringing up these issues, you know, that we have, you know, an equity court, admiralty law, you know, the statutes versus natural law and common law. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, when you send your kid to school, it's going into a corporate school and they're using, you know, the birth certificate. And, you know, did you get a birth certificate?
You know, why did you have a birth certificate that signing the birth certificate as a parent?
U.S. citizen.
Well, no, signing the birth certificate, there's also a problem in signing as a parent. God didn't create parents. He didn't create human beings. He created men and women. And there's a father and a mother, but the parent is a legal term. And so, you know, but I would listen to someone like David Strait to explain it and get it straight, because I think he has fairly straightforward solutions, but you have to be willing to jump out of the box and think a little differently. So that's the only thing I could say.
No, I'm pretty clear, and I really thank you, Dave. Because I actually have studied a lot of this, too. I know the wording, you know, like there was a man in your state, I guess, a friend of mine was telling me, Jim West, was saying that he was talking to this African-American man who got out of paying, you know, a fine on his car, was going to be towed away. Anyway, he got out of the whole thing, basically using the correct terminology, that he wasn't driving. He was traveling. He wasn't in a car. You know, just totally changing the wording they're using from legalese and statutory language to language that we used before this corporate reality invaded us, our lives, and we became pieces of paper to be traded on the stock market, you know, instead of flesh and blood human beings. So it's certainly something, and I don't know, Shannon, is this something that Kevin Barry is familiar with using in an admiralty court, or is he able to change the jurisdiction in the court? Do you know anything about that?
I really don't know. I do know that Kevin Barry is amazing at what he's doing, and he's a great lawyer, and New York is lucky to have him fighting for them. But I really can't speak on the legal aspect of that. It's kind of not what I know. So
I know. I'm just saying that it's a whole game of trickster magic stuff, you know, and it's all in the words,
well,
the phraseology.
I think it's much simpler if you listen to David Strait and talk to him. That's a way people can go see what you find out. And thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Yeah, this is something where we're going to have to go to figure out how to untangle ourselves from this nightmare, because they don't see us as flesh and blood human beings. They see us as, you know, dollars and cents and just, you know, corporate entities. I mean, you know, the fact that your kid's dying of seizures or, you know, after a shot doesn't seem to affect them as long as their money gets in their pocket. And it's all crazy. It's empty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have Chance in West Virginia. Thank you, Chance, for calling in to Immunize Wisely. Do you have a question or a comment for Shannon?
Yeah, I have a question and a comment. First of all, God bless you ladies for your diligence and the work you do.
Oh, thank you.
What I'm noticing in my state now, is this a new trend? There's people on the people's private property. They have two signs if they have an autistic child, and the signs usually point to the road. It says, caution, child with autism.
Mm.
who provides those signs, and are you aware of this? Have you heard?
Let's take a break. Chance, carry on over to the from the break. We have a break right now.
Sure.
We'll answer it after the break, but just go ahead and stay on the line. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
we can do, you know, certainly I want to be able to answer everyone's questions. And, you know, there's a lot of questions around this issue. And between Shannon and I, we definitely would have the answer. And if we didn't have the answer, then you could email us later and we'll get the answer. Because we, between us, so I think we know just a lot. Okay. Okay, everything's fine. I've heard that before.
So it's
gremlins. Gremlins in the system. Oh, well, anyway. Well, yeah, and I think she may have been on the forum, the immunizewiselychatandgo.com forum. It might have been her that says no audio. I'm not sure. But anyway. Yeah. But like I said, that's always my solution if we have too many problems calling in. But yeah, Shawnee, if you could try to go ahead and call in, that would be great. And we'll just go ahead and bring you on. So, Shawnee, are you there? Well, I mean, Ken types, we're fine now. Okay, Shawnee's there. No, Shawnee's not. Okay, we're moving on. That's just the way it is.
Hi, no, I'm here. I'm here. She is. Sorry, I have been recording the whole time. Hi.
Shawnee in California. Hi, thank you, Shawnee, for persisting.
Thank you. I had a question for Dr. Croner regarding her new organization for us. I'm wondering if it's a nonprofit and how I can donate.
That's a great question. So I have been working with a lawyer, and he filed all the nonprofit paperwork a little over a week ago. So it is officially a nonprofit. He has told me that it is officially considered a nonprofit. However, it hasn't been updated with the Secretary of State yet. So, and that process happens probably in like another week. But he did say, because I guess when the paperwork was filed, it was, you know, it's filed to the date that he sends all the paperwork into the Secretary of State. So it is considered a nonprofit. It's not updated on the website yet, only because the name cannot be found in the Secretary of State just yet. And that takes about another week or so until it's actually there. And then people can go on the website. It's, you know, forunitedsolutions.org, so forunitedsolutions.org, and there's a donate link on the website. Thank you for asking
Great.
That question.
Congratulations, and thank you so much for doing this show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great night. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Shawnee. I'm so glad you give her kudos, because I was so, so excited to have Dr. Shannon Croner on the show to share with her powerful activism and the fact that she's spearheading this group that's so needed, so needed. And we all feel the energy of, you know, it's certainly very, very much needed. So anyway, it looks like we do have one of our other callers back, and there may be another caller. So thank you, Shawnee. So we have Chance came back from West Virginia. I think he maybe heard us, the answer, but maybe he didn't hear
girl.
The answer.
No, I called back, girls, so, because I didn't hear your answer. I had no phone connection, and you weren't on the satellite radio neither, so I didn't hear your answer to that.
Shannon, why don't you just briefly give him the answer, because it could be pretty brief, actually.
Okay. Was this the same person who asked about the signs that say autism?
And these aren't homemade signs. They're signs. They look like they're made by the traffic department or something, you know?
There are signs that parents can buy from different autism organizations to, you know, put in their front yard. And it's really just a precaution for their children, because a lot of children with autism will end up, you know, unlocking doors and leaving at night and or getting lost. And so really it's just to let the neighborhood know that, to be aware that there is a child with autism living in that house, and to just be extra cautious around them, because, you know, they don't really, they may not know to look both ways before crossing the street, or they may wander off. And unfortunately, there's a lot of children with autism who, you know, if you live near a river or a lake or whatever, they sometimes I've heard of a lot of drowning deaths with children with autism. So, I think those signs are just to let the neighbors and the community know to be, you know, on the lookout, and just be to be on the lookout and protect their child.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, but the signs look so professional, like they're put up by like the township or the county or the state. That's why I was just curious.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where they're getting them from. I know that there are different organizations that do sell them. And as I was saying earlier, is that the prevalence of autism, it's really, the number is going through the roof in terms of cases being diagnosed. So.
I know. Like I said, they look like street signs. And one more question, if I may, girls. Do you see any progress in any particular states as far as the cause is concerned? In other words, anything hopeful or positive in certain states?
In terms of
In terms of your work.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely states that have shot different bills down. It really goes back to the legislators, and as much as I don't like making this, a political issue of like Democrat versus Republican, what we're seeing is that a lot of the states that have Republican majority are able to shoot these bills down. And then, the states that are mostly Democrat, this legislation, vaccine mandate legislation, is being written by Democratic legislators. So that's why a lot of people are really kind of heading to Texas. Like California has like a mass exodus of people going to Texas and states like that, where they know that their religious exemption and their, you know, there aren't going to be any vaccine mandates anytime soon. However, there is a bill out of Florida where they're trying to, it's a federal bill out of Florida where they're trying to mandate vaccines for all. So.
Right. Okay, girls. Thank you for taking my call now. And God bless you both now. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chance. I'm just going to respond to that. The states that have been the most active historically, you know, Michigan's been tough. They've been very, very active, but they also have a whole bunch of pharma shills and Democrats. So it's kind of a war in Michigan. Lots of patriots versus, you know, pharma people and people in the legislature. So Idaho, Eastern Washington, I've worked this area for 25 years, but more actively the last 20 years. Anyway, we have lots of homeschooling families. You can walk and out and see, you know, the difference between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And, you know, when we have things going on, you know, where they're trying to change the rules, the admin rules, and, you know, bypass laws and do anything that's like violating our freedoms, people are coming out in droves, because we have a whole bunch of freedom-loving Californians now, and they're young, 30s and 40s, and they are not going to take anything now. They're like anxious to get involved politically. They're calling me up, you know, when's the next Republican Central Committee, and when's this happening? You know, city council, do you know when the seat's opening? Do you know who's good to vote for? I mean, they're becoming very active. And so that's what's going on where I live, you know, which is primarily, I pay attention to Eastern Washington and North Idaho, which, you know, because that's where I live. And it's just, you know, more and more people are getting involved. You know, if they try to take away our property rights, you know, they have standing room only and people outside the door that can't fit in the building. I mean, believe me, you know, they're pretty active here. That's all I can say. No one's taking it anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're coming up on a break. We'll be closing out the show after the break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, welcome back. We have only about 3 more minutes of Immunize Wisely, and I wanted to ask, you know, Dr. Croner, can you summarize what you want our listeners to take away from the show? Because I know people are pretty excited about the work that you're doing and your passion, and we know we're going to be successful, but, you know, what do you want people to take away from the show, you know, how to contact you, what you think they should do, what would be helpful, because you can't do this by yourself, and so what, you know, how can they contribute and all that?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a religious leader, a rabbi or a pastor or Islamic leader, or you know, I would love to speak with them, or I'd love to put one of the coalition members in touch with them to bring them on board. My goal is to build this coalition and continue to build it, because I have several meetings in Washington, D.C. in the next few months, and they're pretty important meetings, because my ultimate goal is to, at some way at the federal level, to create some kind of maybe a federal religious exemption, or get an executive order for religious exemption or something like of that nature. And so really the coalition, the bigger the coalition, the better, because the more voices, the more people who are involved, the more presence of different religions that would be involved, it's very impactful. So really I just want to grow the coalition, and then people can contact me at Shannon at 4UnitedSolutions.org, or they can contact me through the website. There's a contact us page on the website, and any donation, even if it's just $5 or whatever, it helps, because really what I'd like to do is create some speaking forums for several of our religious leaders. I was asked to do a panel discussion, and that's going to be in the near future, in several months. And so that's going to cost some money to put that together and fly people around. So really that's it. So check out the website, www.4UnitedSolutions.org.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. No, I'm very excited. So I'm looking forward to actually working with you on developing a single sheet facts, on each religion, related to why vaccines are an abomination forbidden by each religion, because it's definitely there. And the mainstream, as you know, is countering that there's no religious reason to not do that. So that's just simply not true. So anyway, I want to thank you so much for being on Immunize Wisely. Our listeners really appreciated, you coming on and talking to our audience. I mean, this is a group of patriots. We are activists. We are into being the change we want to see in the world. So, and this topic is very important to them. So thank you so much for agreeing to come on.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Shannon. And I'll be in touch with you. You can bet on it. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is